I'd like to welcome everybody to the April 8th Select Board meeting. Would you join me with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Russ.
So, boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Full house. All right, we've got some non-public and public minutes.
I move that March 25th public minutes be accepted as printed.
Yeah, I'll second that.
All right. Any more changes? All in favor?
Russ.
I'll abstain.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And the non-public.
I move the non-public minutes from March 25th accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
Second by Patrick. Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
I'll abstain again.
Brian.
Pat.
Very good. Thank you. Departmental reports. I feel bad for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Did you get any rest, buddy?
Yeah, a little.
Did you?
Yeah. No, but this last storm was...
That was a bugger.
Pretty significant storm.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I don't think, at least since I've been working clown for the town, I don't think I've ever seen as many trees down as...
No,
We had... It was some serious wind.
How'd you make out on dirt roads?
What do you mean?
Plowing, it was tough, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, not easy.
No.
We just carried the plows, and luckily, you know, it's been so warm that they...
It peeled up pretty
good. The day after, they, you know, they kind of bared up. But they were already, they plowed right down to nothing. You know, but obviously they just plowed hard.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
You gotta be careful, I know. I used to hate those spring storms.
It's not fun. It's not, really, it's not super fun plowing, pavement either because it's so soft.
Right.
And you catch cracks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This time of the year and, you know, like your late fall, early winter storms when you're doing probably 90% of your damage to the road.
Yeah.
Because they're not frozen. Unfortunately, the last few years, the roads really haven't frozen, period.
Yeah.
But these storms especially, you do a lot of damage, even to pavement. I mean, there's a lot of potholes that were already patched that now need to be
repatched. They took the patch and got rid of it.
It's kind of unfortunate.
Right. Well, not to interrupt you, go ahead.
All right, so for last month, we did have one plowable storm. We had a spreader run. We did early spring grading on most roads, so we did not get to Donovan Road. We were going to, and then we ended up getting that storm, and then it pretty much rained really for the rest of March, so we have not gotten to Donovan yet. We spread gravel on Thresher Road. That's something, we spread it on the lower part. When it washed out really bad last December, we spread gravel kind of on the hill in front of Ron's house. This year, I'd like to finish spreading gravel all the way up to where it's paved, just so that it'll have like a nicer driving surface to it. Really, I don't think gravel's ever been spread on Thresher Road. So it's mostly just winter sand, so it really just needs some gravel. So we're going to finish that, but that'll probably be more of a fall project. But we started the lower part just because we had time and the grader was up there. We finished the shoulder and drainage work on Old Candia. It seems to be holding up pretty well so far with, you know, the rainstorms and such that we've gotten.
I've looked at it. It worked very good.
March, you know, obviously is known to be a pretty windy month. I thought this March was actually exceptionally windy, so we actually did quite a bit of cleanup just from, you know, the windstorms that came through. We did do the shoulder gravel on South Road, and then we did do quite a bit of patching. As I said, we're gonna have to do a lot more patching because a lot of it unfortunately got plowed out this last storm, but there's really not a whole lot you can do about that.
Right.
Jeff, do we have enough money in the budget to send somebody like Bo Cooper around to kind of clean up all this brush that's laying alongside the roads?
Yeah, we are going to clean up a lot of the brush and the logs because there's a lot of logs on the side of the road now. Really from, like I said, from March. March was very windy.
Yeah.
And this last storm, we really put a hurting on all the trees. So we are going to clean that up.
Because you can't mow until you do clean
exactly.
That stuff up.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in the way, that's for sure. We are definitely going to be cleaning up, and we are, I am planning on doing quite a lot of tree work this year, too. I mean, obviously we need it, you know. Even trees that weren't dead, you know, that are close to the road, a lot of them uprooted, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, you can cut the dead trees, cut limbs and stuff that hang over the road, but at the end of the day, there were quite a few pines that uprooted that were 40 feet back from the road, and they just,
yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about
right.
that. The ground was really soft, and it was pretty windy. I mean, it was very windy. I wouldn't be surprised if we had another bad windstorm at some point in the near future. We'll probably have a bunch more come down because there were a lot of trees that just cracked.
They're still
standing, but they're cracked.
Yeah.
You know, if we get another bad windstorm, they come over. You never know. You think every windstorm that all the dead ones and stuff are going to come down and
clean
then
it out.
Somehow there's always more that come down the next storm. I don't know how, but.
Okay.
Good. Anybody got any questions for the road agent? No?
Donovan?
Yeah, we're going to get to it.
I know you're busy and they know it too.
And I know it's pretty rough.
They put a sign up at least so that people know.
Yeah, and I know it's pretty
in.
Rough. We were going to get to it when we did the early spring grading, but then we had that storm come through and it ended up kind of just raining the rest of March, so nothing ever really dried out enough to grade.
Now, if you want,
we are going to try and hit it this week as long as everything starts to,
Because there's so many cars going there, is there something other than paving it that you can do with it? What's that black stuff?
Like the millings?
That people have in their driveway. Millings. Or is that no?
I think millings are good for driveways. I'm not so sure
for that
I'm really
much
in
traffic.
Favor of using it on a road. And the reason is, if you ever need to grade it, you really can't grade it because it comes up like a tarred road would. So you end up having to patch it, but you get potholes a lot faster.
Okay.
Like so, we put millings down on the pit road just to kind of try it because obviously there's a lot of truck traffic, and it held it pretty well until like the springtime, and it definitely has quite a few potholes and it gets really rutted. Obviously, like mud season, it doesn't really act exactly like asphalt does. So I think it's a great idea for driveways. I don't know that I'm such a big fan of it for.
So you just keep doing what you've been doing. The traffic is so.
What I would like to do eventually, I don't know if it'll be something that's done like this year or maybe in the next couple of years. I would like to at least, probably dig out up to the dog park and pave that in, just because that has such a high traffic count.
Exactly.
It's really too much for what a dirt road can handle. Even if we did go in there and we graveled it, I think you'd still get a lot of potholes just because there's so many people and they're taking off right from the dirt to the main road and you can't really see the left
so you
or
take
the
off
right.
Quickly.
So they kind of go.
They all come out hard, so they spin.
Yeah.
So is that a warrant article or is that?
Well, what I want to do, because it's such a short run, it's only like 250.
Right.
I haven't measured it out, but it's probably like 300 feet. I'd like to do it as something where, like, either we have just some money left over in the budget, or maybe it could be a project that is, we use the highway block grant for.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Or that might be good. More
because
fun.
I think,
more fun.
Or
you
more
use
fun.
The more fun.
Because it's not a long stretch.
No, I know.
So I don't think it needs to be a warrant article. I mean, I think that would kind of be
silly.
It's something that I definitely would like to do because it gets so much traffic.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for the highway?
No.
All right.
BD. I just want to say thank you to Jeff. Did a great job, him. All day during that storm, we the PD was in contact, 7 o'clock on, and Jeff answered the phone when he could. Did a great job out there, so thank you. Because we'd be the go-between between the residents calling us, a motorist calling the PD, And they're like, yeah, okay, thanks for letting us know. And then we'd call Jeff or the DOT. I don't know where it was, so.
Well, and on the other end of that, too, the subcontractors, they cut a lot of trees out of the road, so.
And Candia Fire helped out a lot.
They did, yeah.
I was tied up on a couple calls myself.
I didn't know.
And I had to call the fire department out because I knew they had guys over there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be in three different places, and they helped us out.
Good.
Good teamwork.
Yeah.
Good teamwork.
March, we had, it seems like the domestics are on the increase. A little bit of warm weather back in March. I think one weekend we had three. We had first responder training with the Child Advocacy Center back on the 20th. We had law updates with our prosecutor, some training with her the same date. I don't think what else we had. Going into this month, it's like the third untimely death that we've had in many weeks. A little bit taxing on a couple of the individuals working for us, but they're doing okay. We didn't subject the new person. He happened to be out with the lieutenant when we had the last call. Kind of kept her at bay instead of having to get right into it. Got to break him in slow.
She seems very
eager. I don't want to scare her away.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that's seems different. On the 24th, we had a cruiser totaled by a tree branch.
Is that the one going to the fire department?
No.
No, but now it is.
We were very fortunate. We had Officer Pellerin in the cruiser. We had the state DOT official standing beside the cruiser out of his pickup truck when a tree came down by 65 Main Street, a section of a pine tree. And it took out the state truck and it took out the cruiser. The state guy was standing there, he heard it, and he ran like heck, and nobody got hurt.
Ooh, wow,
it was amazing.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So now we have a cruiser that's totaled, that's over at Global and Bedford having the equipment taken out of it. And now we need to buy a cruiser.
How old was the cruiser?
2020, with about 70,000 miles.
So we're getting ready to get rid of it anyhow, then, right?
No, we were going to
no,
use it.
No, that wasn't the one that we were going to.
No?
No.
No.
2017.
That was a keeper.
So Primex, we adjusted total that Primex said that we would get, with the $1,000 deductible,
$22,000.
They'll give us $23,475 minus $1,000 deductible, so $22,475. We have to send them the title, and then they classify it as a salvage vehicle, and they will not insure it. Because I thought about having a local body shop fix it less than what Primex estimated. They said, we won't insure your car. They're the town's insurance carrier, so they said, once it's totaled, it's totaled.
Okay. Was the roof damage?
There was roof damage, which I wasn't aware. I saw a little mark, but they did total the roof. Yeah.
So that'll end up over at Car World then.
Yeah, Cobot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, end up in Massachusetts somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what's the replacement on that thing?
We're like around 48.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm waiting to get a quote 32. From the place in Exeter.
No, 46.
And I'm waiting to get a quote in Massachusetts where we bought other cars. Yeah. So I would like to take the difference from the revolving fund.
From your revolving
fund?
How much is in that?
It's just under 40,000. I think it's 39. Did you have
it? Yeah, it was about 39
and change.
Yeah, 40. I think it was 40.
Was it 40? Yeah. Maybe that now, but
yeah.
So
and that'll get enough to get the cruiser replacement and transfer all the other equipment over.
Primex will pay for the removal of the equipment and the installation of the equipment.
Oh, okay. So you're just talking the vehicle though. Right now.
Yeah.
So you could do that for about 26,000 then,
give or take.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we'll end up with a new cruiser.
Correct.
What do they normally give us for on trade-in for those on a good one? If we had traded a serviceable car,
we never have.
We always sell them.
We always sell them because usually they get high mileage or.
What do we get for them?
A couple thousand. We don't get much.
No. All right. It's worked out.
You know.
I'm surprised.
How are you getting that? This worked out.
It is.
We're still spending money.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that another 15,000 that they didn't cover?
We're still spending, what, 26 out of the revolving?
Yeah, but they're giving us $23,000 for a car we'd give away in 2 years.
Right.
If you look at it that way, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, the Explorer, the old white one, I think I got $4,000 for it. Is it $4,000?
Yeah,
500?
For the old
that
Crown.
That thing was rough shape. So, I mean, that was private sale.
Right.
I mean, so we might be able to get more money.
So we don't have replacement for insurance for the vehicles. Is that correct?
No, it's not replaced. It's,
okay.
They do
the
they
check.
Okay, yeah. It's just a flat. Yeah. Okay.
They run the value on it, whatever it's worth, in pristine or fair, whatever condition they find it.
Okay.
Minus with the mileage and whatnot. I think it had 70, 69 and something.
But it just broke in.
Yeah.
While we're talking about that, I don't know, Merchant seems, they have not have cruisers that they bought. So in the future, maybe we contact Merchants to see if they're interested in buying the unit. I don't know what they pay for it or anything else at that point, but it seems like every now and then there's a cruiser on that lot.
And Russ is driving it somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Siren and all.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's just a thought. I, you know.
So what do you need, permission or?
Yeah, I would need permission for to use funds from that account.
Okay. Mm.
To do what, Mike?
To
buy a cruiser.
Out of that
I need permission
account.
To pull money from the
sure.
detail. It's okay. A joint account. The chief right. and the selectman.
You
I'll make a motion to use from the reserve. Fund, police revolving fund for help 20.
Whatever is the lowest
whatever
bid. I got
takes.
Two bids coming. One from the New Hampshire dealer.
Yeah.
They have the state bid over here in Exeter. McFarland.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And one out of Mass. Where we have been buying cruisers from CMG out of Mass, and they've been matching the price.
Hmm.
So.
All right.
CMG.
It's just to replace
to replace the damaged vehicle. At
correct.
That point.
I'll second that.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions for the chief,
no.
Really? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
So glad
Brian.
There was nobody injured.
That's
that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing that nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
Good. Is that it? Is that all you got?
One other thing I might talk about at the end, maybe.
Okay.
Did that tree on Murray Hill Road get squared away?
Yeah. Tom and got a hold of Consolidated.
Okay.
And they sent somebody out.
Okay.
Next morning, Saturday, I went by and it was down.
They took it down that day.
Did they come down that night?
They came down that night.
That's amazing.
I called EverSource
free.
Because they don't use it.
That was a
huge tree.
I'll say they were actually really good. Both EverSource
really?
And Consolidated was great this past storm about coming down and cutting stuff.
Wow.
And I will say, because normally sometimes the phone company
yeah.
is a little bit slow, they were really good about it.
Good. That's great.
And that was a big tree on Murray Hill.
That was
huge.
Tom sent me a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
We got
big.
A lot of calls on that tree.
Real big.
And on my way home, it was still there. So then I called the liaison that the town has with EverSource and said, can you guys come out? They already came out. They said they checked it. They never reported back to the PD. So then he checked, called me back. He's like, that's not our responsibility. It's the phone company. I said, well, you guys took a ticket on it earlier in the day. We've been waiting all day.
Yeah.
Should we shut the road down completely? Because I don't want the town to incur any liability.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it came down that night.
Yeah, Tom,
I don't know.
Tom reached out to me, and I talked to Mark.
I told him to reach out to you.
He suggested. He said Consolidated, which I had assumed anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mike, how do they determine who's responsible for the tree?
If it's not on power, EverSource doesn't.
Was
so
that?
If it's not on a power line or like a broken pole or something, EverSource pretty much
okay.
So Consolidated used to own all the pole sets in Candia. They sold them all to EverSource.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that stretch of Murray Hill doesn't have any power on the poles. It just
right.
got phone and cable.
Okay.
So Consolidated still owns those
okay.
few
and even
pole
if
sets.
EverSource owns the pole, I actually learned this last time. Even if EverSource owns the poles but there's no power, they still won't do it. You have to call Consolidated. Because that's what happened on Crowley Road. They own all the poles, but you still got to just call Consolidated.
Yeah, that was a mess
to take care of it.
Huh.
I never knew that until this last. I thought EverSource cut everything.
Yeah, but if they own the poles, it's usually because everybody's paying them a lease
right.
to be on the pole.
And that's how that works, huh?
Yeah.
At least they, to hang them. Okay.
Good. Anything else for the PD?
Okay.
You want to wait till the end, you said?
Yeah.
Or okay. Fire.
Dean had a pretty busy month. He regular truck and building maintenance, EMS training, and they worked on their new training on their extraction tools, the jaws of life.
Mm.
EMS had 28 incidences they reported to in the month, and the fire had 22. total of 50 call-outs. And the average time is went up a little bit. Not bad. 8 minutes and 47 seconds for the EMS and 11 minutes for the fire. And ambulance service stays pretty busy over there.
And we also have an appointment, too?
Yes, sir.
There's a couple of them.
You want to take those now?
Sure.
I don't know how Dean does it, we get people who want to serve in that department. I mean, that's just amazing. So this week, we have 3 people step forward that Dean recommends we appoint. So the first one was, her name is Kimberly Lee, 190 Deerfield Road, Candia. Dean recommends her for an appointment to the Candia's Volunteer Fire Department, and I move we support Dean's recommendation and appoint Kimberly Lee to the Fire Department.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And the second applicant this week is Brian Canal from Derry, New Hampshire. And again, Chief Young endorses this person, and based on his recommendation, I move this board appoint Brett Canal of Derry, New Hampshire, to serve on the Candia Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
And one more. Same thing, Mr. Marcus Cartier, 132 Langford Road, has been recommended by Chief Young for an appointment to the Volunteer Fire Department. And based on Chief Young's endorsement, I move this board appoint Mr. Cartier, 132 Langford Road, Raymond, to the Candia Volunteer Fire Department.
Second that.
Second. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
And these are all effective February 12th.
That's correct. Wow, that goes fast.
Nice job.
Well, this goes back to February. What's he doing in March? There's got to be some people coming.
Oh, that's a nice smooth one.
I was going to say, keep an eye on it.
That one flows. Can even read my signature.
Well, revenues from the building department is up.
I think that's Bob.
Thank you.
Yes, Bob.
So is that it for the fire department?
Yes, sir.
Building department.
I'm not sure if I saw him.
Yes, I don't know if he's the guest or not.
I'm going to guess it's not.
Sorry. You want to do it, Patrick?
It looks like... For the month of March, we got a total of 35 permits and 38 inspections. March revenue of $4,976.20, with a year-to-date revenue of $14,855.20.
Well, pretty close to last year.
A little up in the month, but still a little down from the
year.
No, it's pretty close.
March revenues are over the 23 anyhow. Yeah.
And quite a few of the code enforcement things are closed, so that's good.
That's also in pretty good shape.
All right, any other questions for the building department?
All right.
Solid waste.
Recyclables for March of this year was 14, a little over 14 tons. That's without the glass, and...
Are you okay?
The, and revenues for March is $2,267. That snowstorm was a lot to work at down there too, so... but the, we did 21 bales of recyclables.
I didn't know that we had garbage coming in from other states into New Hampshire.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot.
Bethel Head, New Hampshire is one of the biggest landfills in the country.
Did not know that until I heard it on the news the other night.
Right to Rochester.
Yeah.
You go up 93.
Go up there and check it out someday. There's mountains.
Yeah. Trash mountains.
Mountains.
Yeah.
And with waste mountains. And with
so
waste.
They have a bill to get to stop that or to
it's
going to
end.
Come back.
It's a year. I don't know. Is it
has
well,
to
we've,
26
our
or
contract
something?
Now, we've got it. And Waste Management owns the
site.
Facility.
So we've been, we've employed them for many years now. So hopefully they give us, in the future, if we decide to go with them, they give us an opportunity to do it.
Well, when we were in New Hampshire, though, I didn't know
right,
we were
I think the
landfill
is
going to
be closed, though. It's going to be closed, and then it's going to be shipped out to, like,
once that landfill is filled, now we're going to be trucking further.
Yeah,
right.
It could be trucking, and I'm not, you've got Connecticut hauling to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking, costs are going to go way up because of the hauling costs.
Yeah.
Right.
So whatever we can keep out of trash, that's where the recyclables come in, makes a big difference.
It does. Yeah.
So it's not, one way or the other, you've got to get rid of it. That's,
Right, but I can understand New Hampshire, getting rid of New Hampshire garbage.
Right.
I guess I can't understand.
Well, it's a business.
Well, that's because that's the business.
Business.
Yeah. That's the business.
Waste management is not just in New Hampshire, so.
Oh, okay.
And they are huge. Huge company.
Yeah.
Anything else for solid waste?
No.
Okay. Anything on the budget, too, or no?
No, first meeting's Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. And I think that they'll have a list of all the accounts, the trusts, the funds there that they asked for.
They want all the trust funds?
Yeah, and I would do the two revolving if I were you, just to...
Okay.
Sheriff Department? No, the chief's not here. He must know why they're coming in. Sheriff Department.
Maybe they're coming after him.
The last planning board meeting was canceled due to the storm, so I don't have much to report on that, other than we did elect the chair and co-chair, and Tim Darcy is now the chair of the planning board, and Mark Shelton is still the co-chair.
Okay.
Is there anything else under the reports?
Brian, and this is just from Facebook, I know how you guys feel about that, but is there any way we can have a report on the police building committee? So that people seem to say
jumped,
they don't...
You jumped the gun here on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, sorry.
I was just going to leave.
Oh, good.
At the last meeting, I don't think you were here, Sue, Boyd asked a question about why we didn't consider the old school building. And basically Mark Schobeck said that he was expecting a letter from the SAU pretty much saying that was not available.
Okay.
Because they are using it, and they use it for a lot of things. So we haven't got the letter yet. It was supposedly coming.
Well, you did consider that and explore it.
And then we also talked at the last meeting last week about, where do we go from here? And basically it came down to Tommy Severino volunteered again to survey over here, and he's going to take the plans that we've already owned, and he's going to insert that square footage on that footprint to see if It'll work.
What'll work?
The addition to here, moving,
I see. Good.
Moving the facility
good.
To here. So,
parking and everything else.
Yeah, so he volunteered to do that, so that's
a
huge.
He has the floor plan for this place right
we
here.
We have the plans.
Oh, good.
For the square footage that we've,
good.
You know, with all the things that we feel that we need.
That's going to satisfy a lot of people.
So he's going to do that, and I want to again publicly thank Tom. Tom
sure.
is, Severino's have yeah. offered so much.
Yeah,
it's
agree.
Unbelievable.
I agree.
The money they've saved us. So he's going to do that,
yeah.
And we're not going to meet for another month. We're going to meet
good.
Like the first week in May. He said he'd have all that information.
That's going to satisfy a lot of these people. Who
yeah.
Are
yeah, just
that.
To check yeah. it out. It might not work, but just to at least try. Yeah.
But I talked to Dean about that once, and he has pretty good vision. And there's a lot of room back there where Jeff's truck is parked. There's room out there for more parking. I mean, this lot has a lot more potential than we're using right now.
Oh, the potential, it just means yeah. I don't think it's going to work without the skate park being moved myself.
Well, that can be moved.
But
we got the whole
ballpark
park to put
yeah.
it. I mean, there's nothing sacred about that spot
no.
right now.
No.
You could pick it up and move it and
no.
make a better one
no.
out of it.
And so that's
good.
Where we are.
Well,
so
I commend you for
in
that.
May, we'll have maybe a little better information.
Good. You're going to find a lot of support for that.
Well. Yeah.
Keeps it all under one roof right here. Keeps the chief right here with his
yeah.
guys.
Is there anything else that we had that you want we should share? Or?
Yeah, I want to talk about the SRO, but it could affect someone's reputation.
Right, non-public, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind
right,
of
good.
A two-part situation.
What's this?
We have a zoning board. Boyd, do you want to
yeah.
take that?
We have Mr. Ramukaitis resigned. We have an opening, and we have a man here who wants to be appointed to, as a full board member, Mr. Keena. He was an applicant before our board a couple of years ago. He was well prepared for his presentation, and he was very cooperative, and he'll make a good fit on that board. So on the support with the entire Zoning Board of Adjustment, I move that this board appoint Mr. Keena. Is a full member of the Zoning Board of Adjustment.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any other information or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Perfect.
Yeah. Old business.
Yeah, I got one.
All right.
That young man won the spelling bee contest at the Moore School. His name is Drake Byron. He went on to the state finals and tied for second place.
That's outstanding.
Yes.
I saw
pretty
that.
Good.
That's very
out of how many eighth grade classrooms are there in New Hampshire? A couple hundred? That's pretty good for him.
Congrats,
really.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Nice.
And the principal at the school just recently got principal of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Becky over there.
Okay.
Becky Wing. So. Kudos to her.
I know, for such a small school
yeah.
in a small town, it's a lot of accolades.
She was principal of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
commendable. Yeah.
Yeah, she's done well.
All right. So is there any other business, or is that it?
That's it for me.
Yeah. The next select board meeting is going to be April 22, 6:30. And this... Nobody on there, Len?
I just love
okay.
whoever guest is.
Just a guess.
Just
right.
a guess.
So, would you like that for a non-public or what?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So we have a motion to come out of public into non-public.
I'll make that motion.
I'll
that
second
reference
it.
The RSA. If you need it.
Yeah, we do.
It's A, isn't it? It's A.
91-A3, parentheses 2, parentheses C.
Matters
is it? Are you sure
yeah.
it's C? Is it? Isn't it A? Is it personnel?
No, is this one?
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Adverse impact reputation.
3 or 2.
All right, Jeff. See
you
next door.
Later.
Thank
Thanks.
You, Jeff.
All right.
Get some rest.
Rick, come in.
In October.
Okay.
Remind him.
Was that it?
Is it C?
Yeah, you didn't even.
Yeah, that's the right one.
C, and we're all set. Right? Yeah, I thought it was.
Is that
it?
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Ryan. All right.